Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, Iowa Senator Joni Ernst visited ID-RAMP in Indianola as part of her 99-county tour. Senator Ernst discusses what brought her to ID-RAMP and what she learned.
Well, this is my first stop on the 99-county tour, and just developing technology, and this is an area that we do want to pay attention to. So a local business with implications globally. A smart visit to make, especially right now. We'll be talking about technology, obviously coming up in some of our Judiciary Committee meetings, and to be able to have knowledge and information about these types of platforms is really important. Just that there is a way that we can house information or have that accessible without housing it at a large tech company like a Google or so forth, and to have that fragmented, I think, was one of the key words, fragmented, fractured, instead of all centrally located, it also protects people's privacy.
Senator Ernst discussed the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine across the state of Iowa.
Well, I think Iowa has had one of the best rollouts across the nation. So that's pretty darn good. I'm really proud of that. What the government can do, we can make sure that we are providing the vaccines on time and on schedule. Beyond that, you know, assisting maybe some of the local governments. I think one of the ways is by trying to help them simplify their processes. I think a lot of states have made it far too difficult for their emergency workers, their healthcare providers, those that are on priority, get that vaccination and get it quickly. Simplification, best thing ever. Let's get as many people vaccinated quickly.
Senator Ernst talked about the articles of impeachment in the United States Congress and moving on to the next administration peacefully.
I don't know that it is. We'll see what they present, but I think this close to moving forward with the Biden administration, I think we really need to start bringing the nation together. We need to start healing, and I want to make sure that transition is as peaceful as possible, and I don't know that we should be stoking the fires anymore right now. Let's move into the Biden presidency. I do believe that he will. He has made that commitment. He needs to honor that commitment. It is really important that we bring our nation back together. It is imperative that we have a peaceful transition. We have many nations around this globe that are watching the United States right now. And I think let's move on. Let's get President Biden into place. Let's get the new administration going, and let's start healing our nation.
Senator Ernst was asked questions on if objecting to the election results in Congress was the right thing to do.
I don't. I, of course, voted against objecting. My constitutional duty is very, very clear through the 12th Amendment, and I know that people are frustrated, and we hear that all across Iowa. People are frustrated. They're not happy that Republican President Donald Trump was not reelected. But I still have a duty simply to count the electoral votes. And I adhered to the Constitution. I upheld my duties and my responsibilities as a United States Senator. Now we need to accept those results and find a way to come together.
Senator Ernst talked about the riot at the Capitol and holding those responsible accountable.
And I feel very strongly about this, that anyone who illegally entered the Capitol, those that were provoking violence inside the Capitol, that they should be held accountable and responsible to the fullest extent of the law. So we saw, you know, hundreds of people coming into the United States Capitol and trying to commit anarchy is basically what it was. I condemn that. And again, they should be prosecuted. There is a distinction here. I've been calling out people rioting all year, and those that were damaging property, those that were harming and committing crimes against others, they should have been prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law as well. So it's not one party, not one group. It is just simply do away with the violence. If you are violent, if you are committing violence against others or breaking laws, you need to be prosecuted, period. There will be some discussion about what does that mean? You know, because people will point to the president, whether you can prove his actions did or did not. Did it come from mobilized groups on the ground? We don't know that yet. So I can say, though, that if you look, the majority of people that were on the Capitol grounds, first thing I encountered coming in on Wednesday morning was a group that was being led in prayer. You know, I don't think those were the people that were coming into the Capitol grounds. So large in part, there were peaceful parts, and then there were parts that are abhorrent. Just as we saw with the Black Lives Movement this last summer, there were peaceful movements, but then all of their voices were drowned out by the people that took it upon themselves to riot, loot, destroy. That's what we saw on Wednesday as well.
And Senator Ernst described what it was like to be in the Capitol during the riot.
I was in the Senate chamber, and it was horrifying. It was horrifying. And I need to stress that to everybody that thinks, oh, well, that was okay. They just were a little exuberant. No, this was anarchy. When you have people that lose their lives, when you have destruction of our great seat of democracy, the United States Capitol, I'm not only saddened and heartbroken, but it makes me angry. It makes me angry that I had to grab two terrified girls, you know, that were serving as pages and escort them out on the safety route. They need to know what they were doing. They were terrorizing old men and young girls. I don't know how anybody could be proud about the actions that they took. But what I can say is that we had a valiant, valiant effort by our United States Capitol Police. And I want every last one of them to know how thankful that we are as members of Congress that they did their absolute best to stand their ground. They have nothing to be ashamed about. They were overwhelmed. They were overwhelmed.
Once again, that was Iowa Senator Joni Ernst. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.